Gracias, señor presidente.
Chair, thank you very much. I apologize in advance because there's a significant number of paragraphs and I have comments on many of them. So I am going to take up a little bit of the committee's time. Paragraph 6 of the preamble first. What we would be calling for here is, in the first place, an inclusion of the Moroccan agreement where the World Trade Organization is established, because among its objectives, and I quote from the Marrakesh Agreement, among it, it says, recognizing that in their relations with economic activity and trade, they should be developed in order to raise standards of living and full employment, and the increase in real income and increasing the trade of goods, allowing for the optimal use of goods in conformity with sustainable development. We think that as a developing country, we think it's crucial for an instrument on the right to development, such as this one, should reinforce the idea that the multilateral trade system with the World Trade Organization at its core should have as its main objective to generate the conditions that promote development. We also note in the same paragraph that there's a reference there only to the Paris Agreement. It's our understanding that we should have the Framework Convention of the United Nations on Climate Change, not only the Paris Convention, because the Framework Convention is still in force, whereas the Paris Convention comes under it, if you will, and we have to apply the Framework Convention and not replace it. We shall be sending all of these comments in written form, of course. If we could turn to paragraph 12 that begins with the words taking into consideration the various international instruments. We're not able to accept the change that the drafting committee has introduced here. Argentina believes it's necessary to make sure that success is in line with the language agreed in Agenda 2030, because this paragraph makes a specific reference to Agenda 2030. In particular, paragraph 2 of the 2030 agenda refers to, and I quote, we commit ourselves to fulfill in the three dimensions, the economic, social, and environmental, in a balanced and comprehensive way. So it's important to acknowledge that there are three dimensions to sustainable development, the economic, the social, and the environmental. And in the current drafting, it is not clear because it leaves open the possibility of leaving other dimensions above and beyond those three. Now, in preambular paragraph 14, PP 14, after inequality in all forms, we would like to include, including gender inequality. That's in the third line. And then in number 5, it says that this is necessary for a proper sustainable world. Therefore, it is important to mention it here after inequality in all forms, including gender inequality, should go in there in the third line. Now, paragraph 16, we note, and we're grateful for the explanations of the drafting group about our comment on this paragraph. And at the same time, we continue to examine this, but we at the same time feel that we need to press for our change. So we'd like to make a general comment, which also applies to preamble paragraphs 22 and 23 in Article 1, Article 3, sub A and B, and Article 4, A, 1. First of all, we'd like to reiterate that the language in the text is very often not as clear as it should be. As we said in our general comment, an international treaty absolutely must use language which is clear, which is more direct and less susceptible to interpretations. This would include some binding provisions, and what is explained in some areas might generate some difficulties when one should determine if a state has or has not fulfilled the requirements. The draft convention captures as a mixed text this, in other words, at a minimum level and also at a collective level for peoples, individuals and then peoples, based on the recently quoted articles. The difficulty in this case rests in the fact that there is no definition for the concept of people or peoples, so there could be a term that has many diverse possible interpretations, political and legal. And the paragraph is confusing because it refers not only to peoples and individuals, but also entire populations. And if entire population refers to the population of the world, then it's not necessary to mention individuals or peoples because they would be included in this concept. That sums up, basically, corrections, says the speaker, on 13, if I may, Chair. Very well. Microphone for the speaker, please. On Article 3G, we have the same comment that we made a moment ago, in the sense that the three dimensions which are defined doesn't allow us to include other ones aside from the three, economic, social, and environmental. So that ends our comments for the first part, and we will be sending these in written form. Thank you.